Hey, Hit Parade listeners, a couple of quick announcements. We've got an unusual schedule for August. Essentially, we're giving you two special bridge episodes this month. Today's show is a recording of last week's installment of Slate's Wednesday Night Live, which was a live Hit Parade trivia edition. I was the host, and I got to quiz several Slate luminaries on Billboard chart brain teasers. We had a blast. Then, later this month, in the place where we would normally bring you a full-length story, we'll instead be doing a supersized edition of our regular Hit Parade The Bridge show. We'll be following up last month's Yacht Rock episode with some very special guests. You won't want to miss it. Now, without further ado, enjoy our live Hit Parade trivia showdown. Hi, everybody. This is Chris Malanfi, host of Hit Parade, and welcome to Slate's Wednesday Night Live. This is our extra special Hit Parade trivia competition with some of my friends here at Slate. We're going to give them all some trivia challenges tonight. And then at the end of each round, they're going to turn the tables on me. So it's going to be a very exciting head-to-head competition. By sheer coincidence, our four contestants tonight all have names starting with D. So to quote the old hip-hop song, we're throwing some D's on it tonight. And our first contestant for our Slate trivia is Dana Stevens. Dana is Slate's movie critic and co-host of the Slate Culture Gabfest. Dana, are you there?
I'm here and I'm ready.
All right. Thank you so much for agreeing to join us tonight. I heard you on the Culture Gabfest today talking about your anxiety about doing some trivia. So are you ready to give it a go?
I just have to say that I am the offspring. My father is a super trivia brain. He knows every Oscar that's been awarded in the history of the Oscars. He knows all the presidents and all the vice presidents in order. He's like a brain trivia guy, and I did not inherit that at all, nor do I know anything about pop. So I'm going to be the fall guy, but that's okay.
All right. Well, we're letting you take the first round. Your category for round one is 80s hits. Let's go to question one. What interrogative Latin-flavored Madonna song hit number one, but was left off her 1990 Immaculate Collection compilation? A. Express Yourself. B. Where's the Party? C. La Isla Bonita? Or D. Who's That Girl?
Ah, okay. Well, I'm leaving out the two that are not interrogative in any way in their titles. Maybe that's a mistake. But because it's the song that I hear about less and would not have come to mind immediately, I'm going to go with B, Where's the Party?
I'm sorry. The correct answer was D, Who's That Girl? Though it topped the Hot 100 in the summer of 1987, this hit from the flop Madonna movie of the same name was left off of Madge's first greatest hit CD. It would not appear on a Madonna compilation until 2009. All right, 0-for-1. You went with a 50-50 on interrogative. That was very logical. Let's see how you do with question two. Are you ready for question two?
If I can't get a Gen X song, I'm completely screwed, but go ahead.
Thanks for listening to this episode preview. To listen to the full Hit Parade episode, please go to slate.com/hitparadeplus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice. all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.